Welcome to the happiest competition on earth, episode 3, batch number 3 of auditions, and...
Smaller episode.
So, like usual, there's myself, Jeffers, there's Zelina.
Hello.
And Ambie Lee.
Yo.
And we are your hosts slash judges slash important people, so yes.
You're gods.
That's right, you better worship us after this.
I have to sneeze. I'm trying to hold it back. It's like, don't sneeze now, the show started, God. Okay, I think I'm okay.
And disclaimer, We do not own the rights to any Disney song, Disney music, Disney trademarks, or any other Disney property in this entire episode.
We love you, Disney. Please don't sue us. Pretty please. We're only little kids trying to make a fun little competition. So please don't sue us.
Was that Jeffers?
For the win.
That I think it was. I don't quite know. Now we're trying something new tonight, everybody. We're trying to go. The last couple episodes we've been using a plug-in with Skype that record our conversation, but Zelina is stubborn and she wants to try doing it manually, even though I am thoroughly against going the long route. But I'm humoring her tonight.
Yes.
But we want your input on if you like the sound quality of this compared to the last two episodes. This is more than likely going to take more time for us, but I'm willing to be okay on small episodes, but like when we're up to like the main challenges, episodes. Zelina, yeah. I hope you realize we are not going manual.
I'm not going to make you.
Good.
Your sanity is important.
Good, because I need to sleep at some point in time. I've been waking up really late the last couple of days.
Although it's good, though, because we're starting at, what, 10 your time today?
Yes. Yeah, this is good today. It's a short episode, and so hopefully it's good. And I'm starting tonight, right? I get first go tonight.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
And Selena has the honors of picking last, so...
You know what?
Since there's only 6 people tonight, we're only going to be picking 3 people to go through tonight.
Dun, dun,
so
dun.
We're each only getting 1 pick tonight. So this could possibly help your chances or this could probably hurt your chances because there's less competition, but only one. Each of us are only picking 1 person to go through. So
you better
Time we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Let's see how it happens. So are we ready to get going with the first person?
Ready.
Done.
Alright, let's go.
Starting off, episode 3 is Omi Pride 09.
From the day we arrive on the planet and blinking stepped into the sun, there's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all to despair and hope through faith and love. Till we find our place on the path unwinding in the circle of life.
That was our first of the evening, Mr. Omi Pride, my DACPAC pal, even though we never worked there together. But still, once the jungle is in your blood, it's always in your blood wherever you go. Because you get sick the first week that you're there because there's so much plant life around. So that first sickness links you with everyone because you know that everyone else that's ever worked at Animal Kingdom has been sick their first week that they've worked there. It's true. I went from working in completely surrounded by concrete to being completely surrounded by plants, and I got horribly, like, sick the first week I was there. I was, like, bedridden. And the other two girls that were working with me were the same way.
Oh, dear.
But moving on to actually Omni. Yes, it was horrible. But the DAC is awesome. But, so moving on to your actual performance, now that I've reminisced over Animal Kingdom a little bit. I liked this for you. I know in the past you've said that you were going to sing this in other places, but you never did. So I'm really glad that you picked us to be the one that you honored the song with, because I really liked it for you. And, I mean, I don't like to bring in, like, other times I've heard you sing, but there was, like, no peaking in this. And no puffing. And I was so excited because I'm always, like, listening to your stuff, and it's like, oh, Ami, you peaked a little too much, or, oh, that puff. But there was no...
And no creeper.
So... And no creeper. No Ami in one ear and Ami in the other ear. That made me so happy. And also going back to... You know, the Animal Kingdom thing was, you were representing Festival of the Lion King here. Did you do this for me because you knew that I was going to like it? Did you? I think you're trying to butter me up, Omi, and it's working. Kidding. The only semi-negative thing I have here, like, I liked your tone in this, was, and I don't know about you guys, but I felt it was a little too somber. Like, it's a somber song. Mm-hmm. But I felt like there could have been, just a little bit more excitement.
Right, I have that down.
In what you were singing.
That's what I have down.
Yeah, like, it was just a little too flat on the energy and the emotion. Like, there wasn't any levels to it. It was just kind of, like, one thing the whole way through. And I would have liked a little bit more excitement in your emotion and your singing. But overall, I really like this. This was a good job and a good pick for you.
Yeah, I have to agree with Ambi. You could have used a little bit more energy, but I think what you did was good. Like, you could have had a lot less energy, so I think you had enough where it's good, but it's not stellar, if you know what I mean. I have down, you had good control of your voice, good tone. I think on the word police, towards the end, it sounded a little rough or something. I guess because your voice
sounded pitchy or flat. That's right. Yeah, like,
his voice was so smooth, I just heard a little... like roughness, I'm like, oh, okay, but and I kind of thought that your vibrato was a little strong at times, but it wasn't anything big. Pretty much, I'm trying to find something negative to say.
It didn't overpower. Yeah.
But at times, I thought it was a little much, but it was still good. I liked it.
Okay. Oh, my turn. Okay. Yeah.
All right, I'm supposed to cue you.
Yes, because. Like, I don't know when we're done or anything. Okay,
You could, like, pass the Mickey or something. Like, and I'm passing the Mickey to Zelina!
That's one!
Sweet. I do like the song choice for you. I have to agree. More energy. I want to say there maybe was a puff, but, like I said, I have my volume up really high all the time. So maybe it's just my volume. Your vibrato was off for me, from what I hear, on the lower held notes. And that came more in the beginning of the song rather than middle and end. But I like your voice. I didn't know you... I forget your singing voice is lower than your speaking voice from what I remember. From Back to Broadway.
His singing voice... Like, he has, like, six different singing voices. Okay. Because, like, every time I hear him, he's singing something... Like, his falsetto is just as good range. And I think he can even go lower than this. And he is the female version of Aria, we decided, harmonies. Because he can, like, harmonize himself like nobody's business.
Shatterland.
That was crazy. Shatterland. Anyway.
Okay, but yeah. I like the song choice. Your voice is good in it. So, yeah. I'm done.
Done.
Actually, that just... That before we're done there, that actually... He sings a lot of Lion
King.
He does.
Shadowland 2.
I just realized that. He sings a lot of Lion King because he sang this, and he sang Shadowland, and he did...
Yes?
Privately on the boards, he did...
Okay.
What was that one? He did Can You Feel the Love
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay.
Oh.
So you know what, Omi? If you make it into the competition, try and do a little less Lion King. Give us some other stuff, too. We don't want you relying too much on one movie, because the music style is all very similar.
That would be very bad in the long run. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, in the long run, that would be very bad in the long run.
That's extremely bad.
Like, just trust us when we tell you. Like, you guys don't know what stuff is coming up. Like, sticking to one thing can really...
Hurt you. Like, yeah,
oh,
like
yeah.
Sticking to one safe zone early on could potentially really hurt you later on. So, That's kind of a hint as to what's to come.
Of course, more on that later on, but...
Of course, more on that later on. Once we get into the main competition, we're going to reveal some stuff, and some of you are going to be cursing us to Hades when we reveal
stuff. Luckily, they don't know where we live.
It's going to be fun.
Luckily, they don't know where we live, because they can't put, what is it called? Poop in a lunch bag flamed on or whatever. They can't do that on us.
Well, you know, Hawaii is a very small place, so they might actually find me.
They're going to hire Dog the Bounty Hunter to come after you.
Oh, no. But I'm moving in, like, a month, so...
I'm done.
I'm done.
Up next is OMG Awkward Turtle. Turtle, turtle. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Okay, and that was OMG Awkward Turtle. Because she's awkward and she's a turtle.
Awkward Turtle!
Turtle, turtle!
Yes.
I have a whole bunch of different awkwards that my friends and I made up. We have awkward koala, which is you climb a tree and then hang upside down from it. Awkward chameleon, where you just throw yourself against a wall and pretend like no one can see you.
That is awkward.
My favorite is awkward koala, because when my friend, like at Disney, we'd be working and he would, like, our work location had a whole bunch of trees on the path of it, and all of a sudden he would just, like, climb up a tree while we were working and be like, awkward koala! I'd be like, dude, you're gonna get so much trouble!
Yeah, we'll save that for later.
Okay,
I'll save questions for later.
Yeah.
Getting back to Turtle.
Sorry. All this Disney is making me reminisce.
I don't know about the other two, but I really like Zippity-Doo-Dah, so song choice was a nice plus for me. I thought you had good energy. I like that. You had a kind of jazzy spin on the song, which I also liked. I put down on one word at the end of Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-A. It sounded more like Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-Day. I mean, yeah, instead of A. But that's getting kind of nitpicky, but other than that, I really liked it.
Okay, I'll switch it. Okay. You know what?
Oh, right, passing to Zelina.
Thank you. I'm so bad with this queuing things, I'm sorry. Yes, my first note is, I do love the jazzy take on it, and yay for Songs of the South, as obscure as that movie is, I know it from sing-along songs, I believe it was.
Yes,
God,
that's the only...
I used to love sing-along songs!
I still have the Disneyland fun one.
Oh my God, yes!
I still have all of them.
I know. Oh my God. Yes.
Okay. I liked it for the most part. I think it needed more energy. For my liking, it needed more energy.
I agree.
Better than that, it was all right. It was a good song. And going to Ambi.
See, she knows how to pass, Jeffers.
I'm just forgetful.
Kidding. Now, I liked the jazzy spin on this. I liked your voice. I don't know if I liked your voice as much on this as the other two did. I don't know. It just... Some of the pacing on the way you were saying words seemed a little odd. Like, you were being a little short with them. Like, the one I have down here was, like, the last zippity day that you did. It was like, you did, like, zippity day. Like, you were going to staccato with it. Like, I don't know. It just didn't sound...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, do you know the part I'm talking about? Like, it sounded like you were being really
a little
sharp
too much
with
staccato.
It. Like, it was a little
too
sharp.
Yeah, I don't have it written down, but I remember that part.
Yeah, because it was like, like, it was not, like, as fun and fancy-free, which is another Disney movie reference, obscure Disney movie reference, if you can get that one. They're all over the place tonight. As I think the original is. But I think that came part of how you did more of a jazzy version of it. Than the original version. I don't know. I wasn't wild about this, but I still liked it. I like your voice a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I agree. Excuse me.
You're excused. Are we done?
We are done.
Done.
Up next is Paramore 23.
Look how she lights up the sky. Ma belle Evangeline, so far above me, yet I know her height belongs to only me. Je t'adore, je t'aime, Evangeline. You're my queen of the night, so still, so bright. To someone as beautiful as she, who loves someone like me.
And that was Paramore 23, mm-hmm. singing that song from Princess and the Frog.
Randy Newman. Whose name Urge to Kill Rising. Urge to Kill Randy Newman Rising.
Hey, it's not Reflections.
You have that is not true.
Reflections. No Reflections yet.
It's not Reflections.
We've been blessed with no Reflections tonight so far.
I'm glad.
And by the way, I won the bet, Zelina, because it was a girl. Aha!
Yeah, this is another one we weren't sure if it was going to be a boy or a girl.
Yep.
I had already started listening before when they were making the bet with each other, so I couldn't participate. But I knew who
won
the bet.
What are we betting on? Okay, so going on with the critique. I have first note, pitchy. Second note, very pitchy. I didn't finish my third note, but I did say Queen of the Night was really pitchy.
Yeah, I have that marked.
Overall, your higher notes were the pitchiest parts of the song. You did better on the lower range, and I have problems with the mic quality. Or it might have been just something in my room, but I think your mic quality sounds off for me. And Ambi, anything for you?
Actually, I had the same. I had pretty much the exact same notes. There was a couple of wrong notes. I think in the beginning. I think it was the sky. I think was a wrong note.
A lot of them pitchy, were pitchy.
Randy Newman, ick. Queen of the Night, and then it was like it, I don't know what the deal was with the
quality, will it hurt her in the competition? And I said, oh, well, since I haven't listened to it and I'm not going to listen to it until judging, I can't say, but if it's too distracting, then yes, it could hurt you. So,
and as we've discovered just now, it's a little distracting, yeah.
A little bit. So, anyway, first note was, I like the song, again, even though Ambi doesn't, because I, because after BM sang the song in episode one, and I had nothing to say at all, and I was like, what in the world is this? I went and looked it up, so I was kind of excited. I could use my knowledge of the song now. pretty much whatever the other two said, it was pitchy. I don't think it was a very good song choice, for you. That's about it. Yeah.
It's weird that, like, two people have done the song yet, and yet no one has done it in the Cajun accent yet.
Maybe it's too hard? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think a Cajun accent's that hard to sing in. I think it's easier to sing it than to speak it.
Mm.
Just pretend you're Gambit from X-Men.
Yes! Wait, which version, though? Because there's so many people complaining about this version's better, this version's sucks and all that.
I don't know, the most Cajun version there is. You know, the Cajun one! What? Oh, wait, they're all Cajun.
Oh, dear.
Scratch that. I'm done.
Done.
Done.